One evening as I rambled among the leaves so green, I saw a pretty fair maiden converse with Reynardine. Her eyes were bright, her cheeks were pale, her hair was red as wine, and he smiled to gaze upon her, and did that sly, bold Reynardine. He said, "My pretty fair maid, I'm glad to meet you here, for on this lonesome mountain your beauty shines so clear. Your beauty so enticed me, I could not pass it by, so it's with my sword I'll guard you all among the mountains high." She said, "Kind sir, be civil, my company forsake, for in my good opinion I fear you are some rake." "Oh no," said he, "no rake am I, brought up in Venus' train, but I'm seeking for concealment all from the judge's men." Her cherry cheeks, her ruby lips, they lost their former dye. She fainted there before him, all on the mountains high. When he had kissed her once or twice, she became herself again, and she said, "Kind sir, be civil, and tell to me your name." "I'll go down in yonder forest, a castle there you'll find, well wrote in ancient history, the home of Reynardine. And if by chance you look for me, perhaps you'll not me find, for I'll be in my great castle, inquire for Reynardine." Oh, sun and dark, she followed him, his teeth did brightly shine, and he led her up in the mountains, did that sly, bold Reynardine. He said, "My pretty fair maid, I'm glad to meet you here, for all